I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom.
I'm trying really hard to stay in the present moment, like at all times when I'm especially when I'm having conversations with people. And I feel like a lot of times when we have these conversations, I'm looking at things that I want to say. Or when you're talking, sometimes I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, well, what am I going to say? But then it takes me out of that present moment. And I'm just like, and then it comes time for me to talk and I'm like, wait, what? And then I like forget what I wanted to say. And I was just out of the moment. So it's like, I don't even absorb what you were saying or whoever we were talking to, what they were saying. So that's something that I'm trying to really step into right now. So I'm trying not to look at any of the notes that I have and just kind of let everything come and we'll see. I think that'll be helpful for me. So I'm out of my mind a little bit.
Okay, that's perfect because I have no notes. So that's literally what I'm going to be doing for this whole episode.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I keep
jump on my boat.
Yeah, we're go. Here. That's one of my biggest messages that I keep getting. Or like, even if I'm having someone doing a reading instead of like a reading on me, like not to sit and take notes. Like I can sit and be present and then you get more out of it that way because it's like you can receive those activations right away, which is always perfect and always what we want. Yeah. So episode 14, which is really exciting. Yeah. So I'm back this week and I want to give so much gratitude to you, Steph, for holding it down and picking up where my energy wasn't. I think that's awesome and such an amazing gift. And for everyone who is a part of this podcast too, listening, and I feel like we're all kind of co-creating this big space together, just deep gratitude for the understanding of how important it is to take rest when you need it. So important. And my guides have been telling me to rest like nonstop. And then I asked them when I can like take a break from resting. And they basically were like July 7th. And then I was like, okay. And then they were like, maybe July 7th. So they were like, don't even like count on it. But it's really awesome because in those moments of resting, I was able to do so much. Like, I don't even know when I got the message to start resting, but anytime I would try and do something, it would just crumble. Like anytime Steph and I would be like, let's record, it just didn't happen. And anytime I had a reading with someone, it wouldn't happen. Like I literally was not allowed to do anything. And then when I finally surrendered to it, it kind of all came back to me that it was a time of integration. And it's so important to really take those breaks when you need it so you can just learn what you're here to learn. Like sometimes the magic in your life is taking a nap and like laying in bed all day. Like not that I can do that, but like that's magical when you can. Yeah.
I'm happy you're back. I'm just going to stir that in there. I don't want to stop you because you are on a roll. And since I had a whole episode of 26 minutes to myself, I figured, hey, you keep talking. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Yeah. Yeah. And since I haven't talked, I feel like I have a lot to just say, even though I'm technically supposed to still be resting.
I can feel that. And I was going to say that it's funny because it's not July 7th when we're recording this. So
it's not. Which is why this episode is all about how important it is to rest and really just allow that integration to happen.
I think it's so important to slow down. And myself too, we had so much going on these past 2 weeks. So resting is something that I feel like I've gotten that message since last year. I just haven't done it. And then you turn around and I'm still wondering, it's so funny because I thought that by not resting, I'd be able to get more done. And I look at the list that I have in my head and it just continues to add on and add on. It never really ends. So I don't know what I'm waiting for when I'm waiting for this moment to rest. When is that ever really going to happen? When's going to be the perfect moment?
That's what I'm learning, is that when you have this laundry list of things to do, when you rest, it just comes to you. You literally don't have to do anything. This is the art of manifesting with ease. Like, I have been asking. So I started doing intuitive readings in April 2020, and it is July 2021. And I have done readings, multiple readings every week, or like at least one bare minimum every single week from then. And I would just like fill my schedule with readings because I love it. But I'm realizing I haven't given myself any time to integrate any of those messages that I was receiving from myself for that whole year. And I've been asking almost for like my ascension to start speeding up. And I'm like, why isn't it happening? Why? Like, why am I still doing things the same? And then as soon as I started resting, I had one reading scheduled last week and I was planning on canceling it. And the woman that I was doing the reading with, like, we've done readings with each other before and they're always like really beautiful and really activating. So I asked my guides, I was like, can I still do this reading, please? And they told me that I could. So I was like, yes, I got at least one. And the reading itself was like an activation. And so like from the information that I was like given, and even the information that I was giving, like it both was kind of like an activation and like a little ascension for both of us. But from there, I set this big intention, like, okay, nothing else. Like, you're just resting and you're not giving and you're just integrating. And things have literally fallen into my lap. Like, I magically am getting downloads. Like, I magically am seeing all these crazy in-depth past life memories. And like, I had a bunch of past life gifts, like just shown to me. It's just like, surprise. This is what you're here to do. And it's all like clicking and it's all making sense. And I literally did nothing, not a single thing. And it's like, that's how it gets done. Like, if you are being called to rest, rest, and it'll be handed to you. Like, when you fully surrender into it all, you don't have to control it or figure out how it comes to you. So that's what I'm learning in my week of rest.
I feel like it's so much more challenging than that, because as you were talking, I'm thinking, okay, but how long do I rest for? Is a day enough? Is 2 days enough? Is a week enough? Is a month enough? Like, I have so many things to do. And I actually received a similar message last year where my guides, I did the exact same thing as you did. It was, I want to ascend. I want more of my gifts to open up and I want to see it now. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready now. I don't want to keep waiting and waiting in this period of silence. And I remember hearing the message that they didn't want to inundate me with too much information at once, because I needed the space in order to receive what I was being given. And if my mind is so cluttered and there's so much mental chatter and external noise, it just doesn't leave enough room for those messages and those energetic activations to flow through my body. Not only, you know, physically, but on a cellular level, a crystalline DNA level as well. So yeah, teach us about rest, Brianna.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is that that's a limiting belief that you're holding on to, is that like, you like, I don't know the exact belief, but it's showing up as, because you're like, okay, but I still have to do this. And we're programmed as a society to believe that we need to work in order to achieve things. So that could be the limiting belief. Like, if I want to be successful, I need to work hard to get it. It's like literally in Disney movies. Okay. So that's a huge subconscious belief that you could be holding on to, where if, when you just surrender fully to it, I literally believe it's magic. Like, it just magically comes.
But we're not taught that. Right. So for people, that's so uncomfortable, mm-hmm. because that is the unknown.
Right, yeah. There. So that's where the belief work comes in. I guess we have to do an episode on it.
Yeah. Do you want to explain just a little bit of belief work? Just because we do mention it a lot and you're talking about it now for listeners that have no idea as to what that even is.
So another word for belief work is shadow work, which is like your subconscious. So your subconscious mind is 95% of you. So 95% of the way that you are and interact in the world has been subconsciously programmed into you before the age of like 7 or 8. So you're only acting 5% as like a conscious human being. So these beliefs that they get programmed into you as a child, and usually it's because of like reoccurring situations. So I had a lot of limiting beliefs around money because I grew up programmed believing that I was poor. And it's crazy now as an adult, because I'm like, we were not poor in any sense of anything. Like, we had money, we had like food, we had land, like we had plants, like we had friends, activities. We had so much abundance in our life, but there was like such a focus on like a lack of abundance, which is not the case. And so like the lack, like you're also conditioned to believe that you need to work in order to be successful. I find that's a really big belief in our generation, because you look at like our grandparents' generation and they really did like work really hard to succeed and to create this really great life for their family. And then like our parents' generation kind of were taught that they needed to work really hard, but also like didn't want to work really hard. It's weird. But so then it's almost like this is just from what I see. So it doesn't mean that like your parents specifically are like this if you're listening, but like, it's almost like the generation above us is like, you need to work hard because because my parents worked hard. So it's almost like ingrained in our parents to make us believe that we need to work hard in order to achieve anything. Like my stepdad, literally, I don't remember the last day he's taken a day off from work ever. And then I'll ask him like, aren't you tired? And he's just like, yeah, but that's just what we do. Like, we just work from 4 a.m. until freaking like 10 p.m. every single day, every single day. And it's so anyway, long story short, those beliefs are programmed into us, and then we act them out like subconsciously in our everyday. So my subconscious belief around money could be like, oh, I can't afford a new computer. So I can't spend $1,000 on a new computer. So I'm going to spend $500 on a less expensive computer, which is also a worse computer. Okay. So if I just spent $1,000 on a computer that was good and was the one that I wanted, in reality, like I would have more abundance because I wouldn't have to be buying another computer in a year or two. I don't know. Did that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I know it's going to tie in really nicely to our episode on manifestation when we do one, because it really is that whatever you put out, you really do get back. So if you're putting something out from a place of lack, you're just going to get that back. And that comes back to beliefs. And that comes back, which beliefs are really just another word for thought, really. I mean, like just another thought form, right? So
yeah. And the way that we heal them is reprogramming them. So it's like, think about yourself as you're a computer and your code is like, I am not worthy of abundance. We reprogram that to be, I am worthy of abundance. So then instead of acting like from that lack subconsciously mentality, we are doing the opposite. And then you live your life okay, being subconscious, and you're not carrying all these crazy things. And the belief work that I do too, so we can find things like situations in your life that you're dealing with right now, and we can go back through them just like easily having a conversation back and forth like this kind of, and I'll guide you through like a little meditation to kind of figure it out. But I also have seen it come up in past lives, and I've seen ancestral things come up too. And those are all things that we can heal. And one of the biggest and easiest things I say when I'm experiencing a limiting belief and I don't feel like I want to do all of the work I will just ask for this to be cleared through all dimensions of time and space. And then I'll say, allow me to learn this lesson with ease. And I'm also playing with the idea of some people, like, you know how some people need their house to be like cleansed and they'll like pay people to come over and they'll like cleanse it and they'll like get all the ghosts out of their house. And I was thinking about this the other day because I was doing it for someone and I was like, I don't even believe in this. Like, I don't necessarily think that if I go into this house and I like cleanse it, that it's all going to magically, like, it's just not how I act any, or it's just not the belief that I hold anymore. And as I was doing it, the download came to me that it's not my belief, it's their belief. The person who lives in the home believes that I need to do this. And so that's why it works.
I was literally just thinking the same thing when you said that. I was going to say it's because that person believes there is a presence there, or they think you need to clear it, or that it's a negative presence or whatever, right? Like, that's
right.
Yeah. I was just going to say the same thing. Telepathy.
Yeah. And it's also crazy because you can be that person holding that belief of like, someone else needs to do this for me. I can go in and I can cleanse the space in your house, but it's going to bring up your shadows because what you're experiencing is like, so I believe that these, a lot of the times when we have ghosts manifest or like scary things manifest from my experience, because I've had lots of ghosts and scary things manifest in my life. And I've looked back at all of them and 100% every single one was a limiting belief, like trying to get my attention, manifesting in a way that I would pay attention to it. But so if I clear it, that limiting belief is going to show up. It's going to get ready to leave. So it's very interesting.
But such a good point. And I think one that sounds so simple and so easy, but it's always the simple and easy things that we most often forget, right? Because it seems too simple and too easy. And like you said earlier, most of us don't believe that we can actually create the life that we want with ease. So if it seems easy,
yeah,
we don't think it'll work. But really, it's the energy that we're putting out behind it.
Yeah.
That we get back.
Right. And that's a limiting belief that we're holding on to that we can clear. So if we believe like it's not going to come easy, it will never come easy ever. So figure out like how we can fix that. So meditate on where did this belief come from? When is the first time that I remember where I felt like I had to struggle in order to survive, receive love, like do just be in the world, like feel safe in my space when, and then you'll find a whole bunch of situations that helped embed that belief within you.
I like the way you said that. That was good.
Thank you. So let's go back to this topic of resting and where I kept on getting the message, like literally over and over and over again, that Steph needs to do this episode last week by herself. And it wasn't even like quiet. It was like, because every time I would be like, I was like, okay, whatever, ego, like I'm here. All right. Let's be real. It was my ego that was like, no, Brenna, you're going to record this episode and you're going to love it. And, yeah, every time my ego told me that, it just was not happening, which is fine. And I think is so beautiful. And I actually had like a recording session with our friend Eva, who was our guest on episode 4 for animal communication. And I was just telling her how tired I was. And she was like, well, maybe you don't have energy to do this right now. And she was like, so why don't you intuitively ask? It kind of blew my mind. I never thought to do that before. So for me, it looked like just kind of breathing into my heart and just getting my thinking mind out of the way. And I asked, like, do I have the energy to do this? And I heard a big fat no. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, yes, I can. And literally my like guides or higher self or whoever I was chit-chatting with was like arguing with me. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll say no. And so I told her, they said no. And she was like, okay, well, why don't you ask them when you will have energy? And then that's when they were like, July 7th. And then I was like, okay, they said July 7th. And then almost instantly after I said that, they were like, maybe July 7th. It was like, if you do a good job right now, then maybe July 7th.
That's funny.
Yeah. My guides have been so sassy, which makes sense because like I'm pretty sassy in the way that I like, I'm like very joking in a lot of the way that I speak. So it's my little filter.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, is it because you're sassy?
My Leo moon. But I wanted to share too some ways, a couple other ways that you can kind of ask intuitively if you have energy to do something when it's something that you could say no to, even when your ego mind tells you like, no, you got to do it no matter what. So I just did it by breathing in to my heart and just kind of dropping in, getting out of my mind and just receiving. And another way that you do is with the oracle cards. So you can just shuffle your cards and say, hey, should I be doing this? Do I need a break? See what you get, see what the cards give you. Because I actually did that too last week with my oracle cards. And I literally pulled the rest card every single time.
Are you serious?
Like, okay, so I pulled the rest card once, and every time I'm so dramatic. I pulled the rest card when I initially asked, and then I made like a TikTok of an oracle card pull, and literally the one that I chose was rest. So it happened twice, and then I was like, okay, fine, I'll do what you say. And another one is muscle testing that you can do, because you can just really drop out of the way and ask your body. And we talk about muscle testing in that episode with Eva, episode 4 about animal communication. But I like to do it where I ask the question 3 times to really get my ego out of the way. So I'll be like, do I have energy to do this? Do I have energy to do this? Do I have energy to do this? And then for me, my yes is like back and forth. So I'll rock back and forth. And then my no is I rock back side to side. But if you want to test yourself real quick, you can just kind of breathe into your body, close your eyes, however you feel comfortable doing it. And then you can say yes, 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 and see what way your body moves. Or you can say no, 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 and see which way your body moves. Eva does a better job at explaining it, but that's a quick little explanation.
No, that was a good explanation. It was good. I still don't do muscle testing at all, like nearly enough. And I know I said that when we recorded with Eva, I said I was going to start, and I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't. So
that's okay. I muscle test when I do belief work on myself now. And when I do belief work on others, I muscle test, but that's about it. Cause my ego is so strong with belief work. It'll be like, you don't believe that. And then it's always like, yes, you do.
It's like an inner dialogue. You're like talking back and forth to yourself. I do. No, you don't. I definitely use the oracle cards. I do that a lot if I want that extra guidance. And I think going back to what you said about rest, that kind of correlates with it too, because in order to hear these messages and really drop into yourself, you kind of need that rest so that you're actually present, like you were saying earlier. So I love how it always comes full circle all the way back around.
Yeah, I know. And then I just remembered this too. A couple days ago, I was like, after I asked Steph to do the episode, I was like, you know what? What if she does the episode and I'll just do an oracle card pull, like so I can add to it. And I was thinking of ways that I could still be a part of it, but not necessarily put so much energy into it, because I 1,000,000% love like doing this. And sometimes it can be draining if you're like giving so much of your energy away, especially when it's something that you're really passionate about. Sometimes you just feel a little drained. Like for me, it's like days later. Because I usually am really energized in that moment and then hours later. But so I was like, oh, I'll just do this and I'll do that. And then and then I would do that method that Eva taught me. And literally every time they were like, nope, you can't do that. Nope. Mm-mm. And they were right. But it is so good. So
stop. Like, stop.
It was my bath podcast that I listened to today. And I don't even listen to podcasts, especially in the bath, because the bath is like, I try and keep it my space when I can and like my time. And it was good. It was bath worthy.
It's a good timer for a bath too, because you know it's been 26 minutes. So maybe you need to get out when it's done.
No, it was literally so perfect. I thought that too, because I listened to half of it in the bath and then the other half while I was like getting ready, I guess. I don't know what I was doing, but yeah, it was perfect time.
It's so different for me because when you told me to go ahead with it alone, we talked about even just skipping last week's episode and I was going to, and then because I thought, okay, I should probably rest too. Like I've had so much going on with my family. That's been very, very draining. And yeah, I was pulling up into the driveway and I don't know, I just had all these messages come through and it was like, you need to talk about this. And then I thought about it and I thought, okay, I'll do it. Maybe. And then as I went on Instagram, literally the same messages were just popping. I sent it to you. They were just popping up everywhere after I had already told you what I was going to talk about. It was, it was wild. I'm like, okay, I got it. I'll do it.
And so I was thinking, I think I asked you like if you recorded yet, because then I was going to add in, I would be like, let's just do a really short episode where we just do like an oracle card pull and just talk about being tired. And then you sent me what you were gonna say and I had like full body goosebumps, just like an all over yes. And I was like, okay, I guess my ego idea is out. Like this is what this is what's here.
See, you interpreted that as ego. I was so happy if you were ready to like collaborate and come on in. I was open. I was like, okay, universe, whatever you want. Like, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even think I had the energy for it, but it's like you said, once I started talking, I'm the same as you. Like, we love doing this. You can tell, like, I mean, we do this every week and it's such a great way, not only to exercise our own throat chakra and, you know, exercise using our voice and finding our voice, but it's also this space to co-create with everybody that listens, because we still don't know the energetic effects of, you know, social media and podcasts and like how we're giving and receiving energy over this like vibrational medium. Cause it's a vibration of sound that people are listening to, right? It's not visual. So, I mean, we don't even know how that affects people. So it can definitely, I agree with you. I definitely can feel drained afterwards, but I'm the opposite of you. I'm ready to go to bed right after we're done recording and you are like up and ready to do stuff.
Yeah. I can't go to sleep.
And no, then I'm the opposite.
A couple days later is when I start feeling drained, but it's kind of coming to me is that it's just part of like, I feel like right now for me, I'm in a time of like lots of activations and like DNA awakening. It's happening constantly. So I'll have a day where I'm like, I'm good, I can do something. And then like 2 days later or the next day, it's like super exhausted, because exhaustion is like my number one ascension symptom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling that. I feel that. And that happens to me too. And last week when all of this stuff happened with my family, it's so interesting because the night before I was talking to my guides and as I was falling asleep, I'm like, open my heart. I feel so like detached lately because I'm an Aquarius moon and I can be really detached. And it's so weird because I'm also all Scorpio. So I have to find this balance of feeling detached or feeling too attached to something. Mm-hmm. I go too deep into it, you know? So for me, I asked, okay, like, I know there's something blocking my heart chakra. Like I'm not letting things in. And I don't know when the last time was that I cried. And then of course, I'm not going to get into my family stuff, but I came home that night, that Saturday night, after going to visit my family or one of my family members. And there was a dead squirrel in the driveway and that broke me. It was just, I saw the squirrel and I just started crying and crying. And there was like this legit activation of just like, if there was a shell around my heart, it was just completely like, it was just gone. It was like, you know, when they put the dynamite and then they like blow something up, that's what it was. No, yeah. Seriously, that's what it felt like.
Thank you, squirrel medicine.
I couldn't stop crying. Like, it was just like, I just cried and cried and I cried for the world and I cried for just all the anger and the hurt and the fear and this dual experience. But I'm realizing now that it's really about finding the balance, which is so ironic and so fitting because literally the painting I just finished is a scale balanced, and it's really just feeling both sides of the coin in order to find the neutral middle. Because we're always, especially myself, I don't want to say we are always, but for myself, I find that in the conscious community, it's all about neutrality and finding that middle space and finding that, you know, 0 point field. And I'm realizing now it's like a scale where you have to feel the extreme of one and feel the extreme of the other to then balance itself out and find the middle space. And yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's what happened. It was intense.
And it's important too, because when you think of a scale, like it's constantly moving for the most part. Like you put weight on one end and then you put weight on the other end. And it's important not to get like stuck on one end of the scale.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think then you can really come from a higher perspective and a neutral perspective because you've experienced both sides of that coin, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And it just brought me back to when I said in last week's episode, what we paint, we manifest. And see, it also happens literally because I was literally painting it. And then this happened. Yeah. You know, so not just metaphorical. It's like it can be physical too, which is why honestly, art and painting is just such a big manifestation tool. So speaking of activations, you were telling me about the Sirius portal, which technically while we're still recording is still going for another couple of days. You said that you had some activations regarding the Sirius portal, which is from July 3rd to July 7th. I know I mentioned that in last week's episode too, but since you haven't been on, you're finally back on. I want to hear it.
So I've been honoring my energy by not talking about it. So normally what I'll do is I'll have like a really big experience and then I tell everyone about it. And I'm realizing now that in itself drains me. So that's why this happened a couple of days ago and I haven't told Steph about it yet. So I was like, I'll just do it all in one shot and then I won't be so drained and exhausted. Happy Sirius portal. Okay, this will be the week after it, but when we're recording this, what's the day? The 5th. So July 5th, Sirius is conjunct the sun. So that means they're in the same space. So as the sun moves, Sirius goes with it. So the sun and Sirius are moving together. So you can't see it. So eventually what's going to start happening is that Sirius will be coming up in the night sky. So it's like a huge time for to just work with the star of Sirius, which is so flip-flopping amazing, because last year I thought that the Lionsgate portal is August 8th, I think, right? Okay. And last year I 1,000,000% thought that it had to do with Lyra. And I was like, why are the Syrians talking to me? Like hardcore, they were talking to me. Oh, I was talking to them a lot last year and I was working with them and they kind of gave me the information that they can work with our sun, which now I'm learning is through like light codes. So if you ask, like I asked the Syrians for help with an injury that I had, and then I stood out in the sun and like imagined and visualized that it was healing through the sun, and it ended up being healed within like hours. It was a small little thing, but so it's just interesting. And this whole time I thought that it was the Lyrans for Lionsgate. And I was literally last year, I was like, why aren't they talking to me? Why is it all just Syrians and Sirius? So that's so cool. So last year, the Syrians just kind of like popped up into my awareness and their energy is like really flowy. And like when I channel them, I like rock back and forth, but like really, really slowly. And I'm learning now that's because I had a past life on Sirius B, and that's like a water planet. And so I was like a water being, and it was just very interesting. I won't share my whole experience because it lasts forever. But I saw myself swimming, and I was swimming in the craziest way. And I was placing crystals on a grid, And so I would like go down, swim all the way to the bottom of the ocean, and I would like retrieve crystals. Like the crystals were in the wrong spot. And then they later told me that it was just the frequency that I was moving around. But for me, like, so other people are doing it, but they're doing it with their frequency. But for me in that life, and probably in this life, I was doing it with crystals. And by the way, this workshop that I did, Steph just sent me a link, and I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then it like popped up again, and I was like, okay, I have to do this. That's an example of things coming to you when you don't do anything. I was like, I'm just going to rest and receive the activations, and someone just dropped it into my awareness.
And acting on your messages.
Yeah. Yeah. And that too, for sure. It's so important. Okay. So I would take my little crystals and I would go and place them on the grids. And when I would place the crystal, it would straighten the grids out. So all the other grid lines that they were like just kind of chaotic. And the word that came to mind was like destruction. And so I would place the crystals or this frequency on the lines, and then it would straighten them out, and it would kind of make it like, it was like, it was raising the vibration. So then that way this destruction couldn't come. So it's almost like when you feed love, like where there's fear, you feed it with love. So if there's love there, the fear can't get in. So I was like actually doing that work on Sirius with the grid lines, which is so funny because I never in a million years thought I was a grid worker until we did that episode with Tiffany Tin on Star Seeds. And then it was like a couple of days later, I was like, wait, I'm a grid worker just from where I live. And then it keeps on coming up with grids and crystals. And I literally just saw myself in a past life doing it. And then I realized I do that in this life with crystals. I go for walks and I place crystals in random places, or I give crystals to random people. So very interesting. But yeah, they said that all of the density was overcome by us simply placing our light into the grid. So it's like a reminder of how important it is for us to just shine our light in like the spaces that we're in. And like, we are placed in this strategic location for a reason, and it's to bring light to it.
I love that. I feel like it's mirroring so many of our other episodes, especially the one where it was light up the world with your magic. It's like what you're saying and what they told you is just, it's such a beautiful mirror. And it's almost like it's just reflecting it, talking about light and talking about water, reflecting it right back to you.
Yeah. Cause it's like, if we don't get it the first time, they have to show us again and again. So if you listen to this and you missed it the first time, this is your reminder that, hey, put your light out there.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Your gentle reminders.
To remind you to bloom and bloom. Yes. Bloom bright.
That's right. The main message that I got from that to share was, we are the pillar of light we wish to see in the world. And we have the ability to hold light where we wish to see it. All we have to do is step into our innate power.
Isn't that just beautiful? I love that. Oh, it just gives me a visualization of it's like a flame. If we believe that we're living in this really dark world right now, if we all just start to light up, could you imagine how much light we'd bring across the globe?
Mm-hmm. If everyone,
it wouldn't be dark anymore. There wouldn't be as much perceived darkness because where there's light, just shine the light on the darkness.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. A pillar of light. I love that.
I thought I was talking to the Arcturians last year, but it was the Sirians too. So the Sirians were like showing themselves to me. And I thought, I was probably my ego being like, no, you talk to the Arcturians. Cause I started channeling the Arcturians before the Sirians. But then I'm realizing now, I was like, oh my God. Okay. This all makes sense. So I'm really excited to start exploring this a little bit more. And I'm even doing like a crystal activation thing to start working with crystals more. So I'm excited for that. But with all of these activations, I'm feeling really drained. Like this one for Sirius was like intense. It happened like 2 days ago and I'm like not sleeping at night and then exhausted all day.
You know me, I love doing workshops and courses so much, but it's the same for me. I don't think about the activation until like a few days later, I'm asking my husband, why am I so tired? I don't understand. Like, I didn't sleep. I can't, you know, I've tried to sleep. I'm just laying in bed. If I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I see the moon, I'm like wide awake. It's just like, if I can see it through my window, because we leave the blinds up in the upstairs bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I think the importance around that is just that creating that sacred space, because it's so sacred to be able to receive these sort of transmissions and energetics. And sometimes because we can't physically see the energy that we're processing and that's kind of flowing into our system, we forget that we also need to integrate it and rest, because it's like when you go to the gym, you know what I mean? You go to the gym, you work out, and sometimes you're sore later, and sometimes it doesn't hit you for a day or two after that, mm-hmm. but it's still there. The effects are still there. So it's the same energetically, but because our society, I think, doesn't focus on the fact that the universe and everything in it is made out of energy, that there are energetic effects as well. Just because it's not physical and tangible doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah. My cousin actually asked me yesterday if I'm always tired after I hang out with her. She was like, I'm always exhausted the day after we get together. And I was like, sorry, I'm giving you activations.
I feel like I'm like that with a lot of people that we do readings with and, mm-hmm. and definitely workshops. And you're right. It's certain people where just their presence is just so activating because of the light that they hold within themselves and within their crystalline body is just so powerful, because I believe that these people are also here to anchor these new frequencies onto Earth. So when you're around people like that, they don't even need to do anything. It's just their presence. You're right. It feels like an activation. Like how in the episode with Tiffany, total activation, just listening to her speak. I was so tired afterwards. Mm-hmm. I could have taken a really long nap. Like just because it, right? It was so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, here I am, 3 weeks later, still receiving like downloads and activations. But it's so amazing too, because I know we have our love of Moldavite, but I was like, but I felt I needed to buy this Moldavite ring. And then I was like, okay, it changed my life. And I'm not allowed to wear it anymore because it was like, really, you have to just let everything integrate. And so I took my ring off, which is fine. It's like living the dream with all my other crystals on the altar. But it's funny because already like my life has changed so much. Like, and all of these things are coming up. And it's just so cool, all this new stuff that I'm receiving.
We are here for it.
Yes, we are loving it. So even though we've been talking a lot about how important it is to rest, we also took the time to intuitively ask our bodies and our intuition and our guides and all of our fun little friends if we should do an oracle card pull for this episode. And they said yes. And that's very exciting. So Steph and I each are going to pull a card for you. The card I pulled is Lost Lands, Soul Memories and Gifts. You've done this before. And selfishly, this card feels like it is completely for me. And even like the visuals on it is all aquatic. Like, okay, I got it. But it's almost like when you have something that you really like, or you just feel like you can do it, just do it. Like, you're gonna know what to do. Like, I really want to, I keep getting the message to do, like Akashic records and to learn more about star seeds. And my ego mind is like, wait, what? But, it's like a remembrance and a reminder that you just have to trust that you know what you're doing. And the more you just practice and lean into that trust of your gifts that come from so many lifetimes and so many different places, that you really can just do it. And it's like that remembrance that you are freaking powerful. Even if in this life we might feel like powerless, I know I feel like a lot of my power has I've given a lot of my power away throughout my life, so I don't necessarily always feel powerful, but it's like I can just kind of remember or feel and have like a knowing that I know how to do something. And so I just think it's a good reminder to lean into it. And even if you think you're doing something that is as crazy as like going for a hike and leaving crystals in the woods, like you're doing it for a reason. And that in itself could be an activation and a soul gift and kind of a remembrance for just kind of what you're here to really bring to the world. And that's totally the only card I'm pulling.
And it, so the card that I pulled is soul family, and the image on it is whales and dolphins. So I love that there's this big like aquatic theme going on for our mermaid souls. And basically it's just to call in your tribe and that you don't have to do this alone. And I think that's so important right now because we've been talking about rest and integration and not dimming your light, because the more that you don't dim your light, the more the people that are the same kind of weird as you, same part of it, cut from the same cosmic cloth as you, they'll be able to find you and they'll be able to see you. Because the more that we dim our light, the harder it is to find us in the darkness, right? So we need to be that flame. And also calling in your tribe and asking for support, especially when you need rest. Because of a lot of the times we feel like we're going at it alone and we feel that we can't rest because there's so much to do. So I think it's really important too, to call the people in your life that just get you, you know, to kind of offer that support and unload the things that you need to unload emotionally and energetically on someone that is strong enough and grounded enough to receive it and is able to provide that space for you to do that. And that's so interesting because that's definitely something I needed the past couple of weeks when I was going through stuff with my family, and Brianna was really, really good for that. And then I guess twofold, because when you needed to rest for the podcast last week, I took on that as well. So it's just, it's very interesting how both of these kind of mirrored. I know, I'm wondering if this is really for me or for everyone else.
I know. I mean, I know it's definitely, we pulled the cards that we needed for ourselves, but I definitely think that they're going to help the collective out too. It's yes. Like, hey, you guys are resting, remember?
Yeah, because I didn't ask for myself. I asked for the listeners of the When and Boom podcast. But I guess Since we're all one and part of this consciousness, this is for everybody. This is for all of us.
That's right.
I was also just thinking too about the card, the soul family card, and, you know, shining your light out to the world so your soul family, your soul tribe can find you. And then I was thinking there's some days too that, you know, you don't feel like really shining your light. If you don't feel strong, you know, in the energy and the vibration that you're giving out, because there's always highs and lows in this human experience. And I was just thinking that that's almost similar to taking your candle and using someone else's flame to light yours. So it's also, you know, if you need to feel inspired, you know, looking to your soul family for that kind of support as well. You know, if you're feeling like really down and low and you need, you know, you just want to be lifted back up. I think that that's also really important, that it's okay to also light your candle from someone else's candle. And, you know, until you can light your own again. I hope that metaphor or analogy made sense.
That makes total sense. And that's so true. I definitely have leaned on other people to light my candle up or like fill my cup a little bit for me when I'm not feeling like I can do it myself.
I literally, as you were talking, I just had the song by The Doors, "Come on, baby, light my fire."
Oh my God. I love it.
That's literally all I could hear in my head.
Channeling through music.
With his beautiful angel voice. All right. So on that note, we're going to end this episode, and this is just a reminder for you all to rest, to integrate, and to act on your messages, and to just keep doing what lights you up. We're going to keep saying it, especially as we go into Leo season soon. It's all about that fire. It's all about activating that fire and just lighting yourself up. Because when you light up the world, and then the darkness dissipates. So have a wonderful week, everyone. And we will see you then.